ओम शांति,
ओम शांति, रिस्पॉन्ड ओम शांति,
ओम शांति। अच्छा, गुड मॉर्निंग। हम आप सब खुशी में रहते हैं।
वी स्टे इन हैप्पीनेस और डू वी स्टे इन इंटॉक्सिकेशन?
खुशी में रहते हैं या नशे में?
डू वी स्टे इन हैप्पीनेस और डू वी स्टे इन इंटॉक्सिकेशन और डू वी रिमेन इंटॉक्सिकेटेड?
खुशी कभी कम हो सकती है।
हैप्पीनेस कैन फ्लक्चुएट अप और डाउन।
कभी हार और कभी जीत का खेल है ना।
बिकॉज इट्स अ गेम ऑफ विक्ट्री एंड डिफीट।
जब माया से पूरे हारे हुए तो पता नहीं था।
व्हेन वी आर डिफीटेड कंप्लीटली बाय माया, देन वी डोंट नो एनीथिंग, वी आर कंप्लीटली डिफीटेड।
पता नहीं था,
देन वी डोंट नो।
अभी सर्वशक्तिवान बाबा मिला है ना।
नाउ वी हैव रिसीव्ड द ऑलमाइटी फादर।
आत्मा को हार जीत का पता चला है।
नाउ द सोल नोज
जीत कैसे पहने।
नाउ द सोल नोज अबाउट विक्ट्री एंड डिफीट, हाउ इट इज डिफीटेड एंड हाउ टू अटेन विक्ट्री।
हार खाने का कारण क्या था?
व्हाट वाज द रीजन वी वर बीइंग डिफीटेड? आई लाइक व्हाट बाबा सेड,
बाबा की महिमा दूसरी शक्तियों की महिमा।
वन इज द प्रेज ऑफ शिव बाबा, द अदर इज द प्रेज ऑफ द शक्तिज। द डेटीज आर वर्शिप्ड बट द शक्तिज आर प्रेज्ड।
देवताओं के पुजारी भारतवासी करेंगे।
इट्स ओनली द भारतवासी दैट वर्शिप द डेटीज।
महिमा तो सर्व धर्म वाले करेंगे।
बट गॉड इज प्रेज्ड बाय ऑल रिलीजियंस।
और फिर उनके सेवा करने वालों की भी महिमा जरूर निकलेंगी।
एंड देन दोज हु सर्व विद गॉड, दे आर ऑल्सो प्रेज्ड।
सर्व आत्माओं का पिता की महिमा
सर्वात्मा करेंगे। The praise of the father of all souls will be the praise will be from the souls who praise the father,
जिन्होंने जाना,
those who know the father of all souls and have attained power from that father।
वो अंदर उसकी महिमा गाते नहीं है।
Then internally it's not as if you're just singing their praise, but you have experienced that praise, you have taken so much power from the Almighty।
तो शक्ति को कितना देखे, अपने आप में कितनी मिली है।
And so look at yourself internally, how much power have you received?
खुशी कितनी मिली है?
How much happiness have you received? That's a very good thing।
परिवार मिला है,
you've received knowledge, you've received the family, you've received service। You've received many different types of happiness, but the power that we have received,
जिसे realization हुआ है,
through which you have that realization,
खुद को पहच समझा है,
you've understood yourself,
और बाप के connection में सर्व संबंध में आए हैं,
and you've come into the connection with the father in all relationships,
जो प्राप्ति
the attainment you have had from all relationships, the power you receive from all relationships has made us contented souls।
देवताओं से मनोकामना,
the deities will fulfill our desires, we keep a desire in our mind and then worship the deities। when they praise the shaktis, they don't have a desire in their mind, they just want power from the shaktis। The goddess Kali internally, she destroys all the sins,
powerful,
she's very powerful।
Shakti jisme hum Chandraman Dadi ko aise,
Chandraman Dadi was like that, she was the embodiment of being Kali, those who knew her, Chandramani Dadi,
unse shakti ka anubhav bahut,
then they experienced that power from her।
To ye jo शक्तियों की महिमा है,
दिस पावर ऑफ द शक्तिज,
जैसे उसने नौ देवियां देखी।
द अदर डे देयर वाज अ प्रोग्राम ऑफ द नाइन डेटीज एट द म्यूजियम।
गायत्री का मंत्र जाप करने वाले भी बहुत अंदर प्राप्ति होती है।
दोस्त जस्ट रिसाइट द मंत्र ऑफ गायत्री, द गायत्री मंत्र, even they have a lot of experience internally. They have, they know that mantra of Bahat. People have the fast of the Santoshi, the goddess Santoshi, because they attain Santoshi means contentment by inculcating the virtue of contentment. There's a lot of power in that. Baba says you become deities when you inculcate tolerance power, because tolerance is also a power. To be able to tolerate is a power. Someone is insulting you and you embrace them. This is a shakti. Not to feel the insult.
Or insult karne walon ko dekhe to bhi apni drishti se insult karne wale ko aise na dekhe ye kaun hai insult karne wala.
Not to even look at the ones who insult you with the vision that they are insulting me. Who is this person who is insulting? But to have good feelings for them. And today's blessing was, what service will you remain busy in?
And
what will you engage your mind and intellect in? We are taking power. We're not busy, but we are taking power from God. We are taking, we are drawing. The soul has received the fortune of drawing power from God. That's why we have become goddesses. We have received power, and that's how we become goddesses. We are not doing this service, considering it to be service, but naturally we are giving. Baba says these days, whatever power, others need to give them that power. If someone needs the power of contentment, if you need to destroy any weaknesses, if you need to the power of contentment, the power of tolerance, all these powers are there. The shakti, the power, it says, yes, it will happen. How does that power say it? Because it's receiving power from God.
जो मिल रही है ना वो अंदर से उस शक्ति से अंदर अपने आप को बनाने वाले को सदा साथ महसूस करने से.
By experiencing these powers to be with you always.
बनाने वाला बना रहा है.
The one who is sculpting us, he is making us. He is seated us in front of him, and he is making us by giving us drishti. He is next to us, he is behind us. He is the one who is making us move from behind also. That move forward, move forward. I am behind you, I am with you, move forward. This power of experience should never decrease.
ये attention रखना,
to pay attention,
tension से free होने के लिए,
to be free from tension.
ये attention है,
have the attention,
tension में न आ जाऊँ.
That at any moment I shouldn't come into tension.
शान चला जाता है.
My honor will go in that. My prestige will go if I become tense, not to react. It's not my prestige, my dignity to react. Even if there's something you don't like, Baba never showed from his face. Even if something is very good, don't say that, this is really great.
ऐसे भी नहीं दिखाता है।
From his Baba's face, you don't see this.
ना अच्छी है तो भी दिखाता नहीं है। ऐसा बाबा रहता है।
This was how Baba was.
ये ठीक नहीं है।
Baba was such that from his face you would understand that this is not good, and they wouldn't do it. And if it was good, then they would understand that there's strength in this, and then they would do it. How can you keep your mind and busy? How can you keep your mind and intellect busy, and it works, that it works in such a way?
Manmanabhav.
So in your mind you have manmanabhav, and in the intellect there's madhyajibhav. When you become Manmana Bhav, then in your intellect you'll become Madhyaji Bhav. First is to remember the father, and then the second is to spin the cycle. And your intellect can only spin the cycle of self-realization when it's Manmana Bhav. If you can't do anything, just remember the father and then spin the cycle of self-realization. What does it mean to spin the cycle of self-realization? Baba said, remember your eternal, immortal form. And in that, the middle also comes, and the ending comes as well. Our eternal, original form is being emerged now.
जैसे कल टीचर्स के क्लास में इमर्ज होता जा आदि अनादि रूप इमर्ज होता जा रहा है आत्मा में
इटर्नल ओरिजिनल फॉर्म फिनिश
हो गया
इज बीइंग इमर्ज्ड द मिडिल इज बीइंग फिनिश्ड
आदि आने वाली जो
एंड देन द इटर्नल फॉर्म दैट इज टू कम अगेन दैट इज बीइंग इमर्ज्ड द अवेयरनेस ऑफ गोल्डन एज the conqueror of all attachments, the embodiment of remembrance, these sanskars are emerging. They are being created. And then these sanskars will be useful for us in our reward. Baba said yesterday, Baba said that effort, it's like the reward is the reward is not defeat and victory. No, but the reward is making us make effort. Somebody said to Daddy yesterday, I have success, but a lot of fear also with that success. What do you have fear of? Because there isn't victory internally. There's success, but there isn't the feeling of victory internally. There isn't the power of faith. If you have the power of faith, then that person doesn't get frightened. Baba, what faith? Baba is in front of me. He's giving me directions at every step. How can I move? He's with me. If he's not with me, then he says, child, move forward, I'm right behind you. And we have this experience, and so there's no fear. When I used to walk with Baba, when we were in Bridgekoti, I used to go with Baba for walk. The love of the heart and the love of the intellect. I don't have the knowledge of how to give love from the intellect. Love means from the heart. Sometimes someone else is in the intellect and something else is in the heart. That is not called love. If someone else is in your heart and from your intellect you say Baba, that's not love. Baba would say that when they say, they write, I love you, it means when you, they just put a heart shape, they put I heart a shape. If my heart is true, then I have love for Baba. And there's nothing else in my heart, just my heart is true to Baba. There is nothing else. There's no question of whether I should or shouldn't. That thought isn't in my intellect, should I or shouldn't I. Nothing else can enter my intellect. No one else can influence me, no one can suppress me, because the one whom I have given my heart to, he's the one who's making me move, he's the one who's giving me direction. I haven't forgotten him. It's like we are listening to the Murli personally in front of Baba. There should be this very firm feeling. That whole day there should be that intoxication that we are listening personally to Baba. We're not just listening for the sake of it. It's not that we're listening to one thing and missing the next point.
Baba
always gives us the experience of companionship. Those who have love for the Murli, then they are able to attain victory over their sense organs. The mind can never become mischievous. If you consider someone to be bad or say someone is bad, the mind should not, cannot think like this. If look at the one whom you have love for, what's his mind like? What's God's mind like? Think about that. People ask the question, does God have a mind? He has good feelings for everyone. And so to check, to pay attention. This is our life. What is our effort? Our effort is to pay attention, that's it. But not to pay attention in such a way that you feel effort. That effort is an effort. Don't make yourself lazy at any time. Don't allow laziness to come. We cannot become careless. Some give an excuse and some give a reason and try to free themselves from Baba. Because whatever is the praise of God, what's that praise for? Because He has made effort on us. In every relationship, He has made effort on us. On the path of bhakti, they sing praise of God. But here, from our heart, we praise God because He has given us the strength of all relationships and we have drawn that strength. He has given and we have drawn. He is the one who is giving, the one who is drawing. He has to draw. God is giving anyway. We draw, we pull power from God because He has given. That power becomes ours, but He is the one who has given to me. It comes into us, that power comes within us and it belongs to us. He is making us almighty also. How can he has the feeling that how can others receive? And so when you have that feeling, then definitely they will receive. And so what does it mean to be busy in service? What do you have to do? We're not busy, but we have good feelings, bhavna. And so we will think, for namesake, we will use our pen and paper, write whatever, but it's good feelings that we have. We have no other thought that what is this person like, what is that person like. If your thoughts go towards that, then if you think of the past, it's all wrong to think of the past and to think of others. Why is this one doing this? Why is that one doing that? The Shaktis are praised more than the deities. The powers, the Shaktis, have not made effort number-wise according to effort. The deities have come number-wise. Some are high status, some are low status. Path of worship, all the shaktis are shown separately, but we should have all powers. That is called power. That embodiment should come in front of you and you receive strength. If you don't have enthusiasm in your effort, if you don't have good feelings, if there aren't any touchings, your effort is being, your fortune is being made. It's all made, all of this is made on the basis of the Shaktis. There's a power of love, there's a power of cooperation, All these powers are there.
Snevasa unko aayega.
And it's out of love you will do something for someone.
Usme sachchai hai na.
And you need honesty in that, no selfishness.
हमारे अंदर कंप्लीट संपूर्ण बनने की शक्ति जरूर ध्यान रखेंगी.
Internally, the power will take care to make us complete.
विधि पूर्वक किसको याद भी आवे, जैसे पूजा भी करते तो विधि
पूर्वक. When they do worship, they do it according to the right method. There's a method to do worship.
अंदर से attention.
And so internally, what does effort mean? Effort means attention.
पुरुषार्थ में नंबर नहीं है.
In effort there shouldn't be numbers. In effort there can't be laziness. In effort you can't give excuses.
पुरुषार्थ में कोई थकावट नहीं हो सकती.
In effort there can't be tiredness.
पुरुषार्थ में समय है.
What does effort mean? Now there's time and later there's a reward. So now there's effort and later is a reward.
पुरुषार्थ कुछ नहीं है, पराई.
What is effort?
क्या है?
It's just a study. What's the essence of the study? Think about it deeply and you will enjoy it. It's not like you're using your intellect, but you will enjoy it just thinking about it.
Wonderful.
Baba's words are beautiful. Baba said that sparkle and intoxication, and then he opens our intellect. The soul is sparkling.
The rubbish
that was in the soul has slowly been removed totally, and you become clean.
Paramatam connection se, communication se, usse light aa gayi hai.
With connection and communication with God, the soul receives light. Some are the stars of hope, some are the stars of fortune, some are the stars of success. Baba makes those who are hopeless into the ones with hope. He gives fortune to those who are making effort. Baba was comparing the physical stars to the spiritual stars the other day, that how the soul is in the soul world.
तो इतनी हमारी यादगिरी हमारे पास,
तो
अंदर अभी याद नहीं करना है.
It's not that we are remembering, but we are creating our memorial in a practical form.
स्मृति स्वरूप.
We are becoming the embodiment of awareness.
सत्युगी प्रालब्ध के पहले अभी जो है.
Before the reward of the golden age, whatever awareness I am increasing now.
तो भविष्य तो जैसे
my fortune of the future is being created. Now it is a moment to stand, to arise. One is the lift of purity, the other is a lift of spinning the cycle. You're sitting in that lift, and so you need to lift the. You need purity, and when you go up above and you're moving forward, then you need to spin the cycle of self-realization.
Swadarshan chakra hamare ko,
the cycle of self-realization finishes off all weaknesses internally and brings completeness towards you.
Swadarshan mein swa ko hi dekho.
In the cycle of self-realization, just see yourself. Don't see the past. Don't see anything strange. And you will receive a beautiful, you will receive a lot of strength. So that which is foreign to you and the past, don't look at these two things. And because these two things that don't allow you to create a high stage. And because of that, you don't have good feelings for others. No matter how much knowledge you have in your intellect, if there's feelings of love inside, whoever you come into connection with, into relationship with, when you have freed yourself from the past and that which is foreign, then bhavna, good feelings work.
अभी हमारे सबके अभी हम यूनिवर्सिटी के
we are all students of a university, and so we have to pass a master degree. We're not small children anymore. I don't know what I didn't know a master degree was so valuable, but then someone told me, oh, I am still studying my master's. My master's still remain. And so what is remaining? It just remains that we have to attain a master degree. Mama used to have the slogan that to be a child and then to be a master. What does it mean? Internally, that faith that I am becoming a master. In my efforts, I am a master. In my family, I am a child. In my effort, I'm not just a baby. I'm not going to get upset in little things. I become up and down. But to remain lovely to such an extent that I am free from free and peaceful. And so I need to have the art of making myself peaceful. In 1 second,
merge
everything inside as if nothing has happened. Not to have any thoughts. And so I have to pay attention that there should be no kind of worry. If my intellect goes into the past, then my intellect cannot do the work. If my intellect is working by seeing other people's nature, this is not the way to keep yourself busy, but you are ruining your own quality.
Sattoguni.
My quality should be sattoguni, completely pure.
Buddhi sattoguni.
My intellect should be sattoguni.
Rajoguni ko bhi apne sangha se sattoguni.
And then you can make those who are rajoguni, middling class, into the same level as you are.
When I'm sattoguni, then
there's a feeling of becoming sattopradhan, completely pure. And so we cannot come into the middling step, rajo. And so we have to check our own quality. If I come into the middling class now, then if I come into the middle age now, then I'll come into the, again and again, I'll keep coming into that middling. Even if my stage is middling, but if someone who is lower, tamo, then they can influence me. It's not that it might happen, but it definitely does happen. Then it's like as if it's a game that people see, that how someone who is middling gets influenced by someone who is lower. It's like your stage makes friends with the other stage. But from sattva I have to go into completely pure. And so I can make those who are middling into sattva. Those who are rajo, I can make them into. How do I keep myself busy, like the blessing was today? Each and every blessing, each and every murli, it's there to open our eyes daily so that we can understand ourselves. And then explain to yourself, the murli makes us understand. The murli asks us, have you understood yourself? The soul should become cleansed with the mantra of manmana bhava. Only then can it spin the cycle of self-realization. My awareness should increase. My attitude should be free from desires. Only then can my actions be of that level. Whatever my actions
are,
in order to make my mind and intellect move forward, I need to do good actions. I need to cleanse and I need clean and elevated thoughts, because my mind and intellect have an effect on my attitude, my drishti, my actions, everything. This is all very subtle. The more you go into subtle things, Baba has given so much, it's explained very clearly. Baba doesn't come into the stages of youth, adolescence, etc. But you will go through these stages. This is why Baba is alaukik. His birth is different. My birth, my Brahmin birth, is a spiritual birth. It's my alaukik birth.
It's not
that we pass through the stages of youth, adolescence, and whatever. In the morning I can become Baba's child, and by evening I can reach that stage of retirement. I can become a Maharati. We're not babies, we're not old either, but it's like Baba comes and he gives us a new awareness, and so in the same way, to take that new awareness of being eternal and immortal. A child means to be completely innocent and sweet, and everything old, nothing old exists, we belong to Baba and that's it. And then, nothing belongs to me, but whatever is Baba's is mine. To be like Baba, retired, because now is the time to go home. So to have these things in your intellect at all times. Baba said, create a timetable for your mind and intellect. It's not just a question of a timetable.
Agar koi sankalp shrestha hai na, hone wala hai na, wo aayega, ye honga.
If there's an elevated thought and it's going to happen, then from internally you'll feel that yes, it will happen. You don't have to think about it too much. You don't have to put your own force into it, that it should happen, nothing. It will happen. Internally there's a feeling that yes, it will happen, that's it. Because it's full of pure and good feelings. It's for the sake of service, it's beneficial. If I have the thought that this is my thought, then it won't be fulfilled. And then if it doesn't get fulfilled, an ego is inside me, then you'll feel that Baba is making everything done. I'm not going to do anything by myself. If everyone gets a message, it's good. I'm not going to do it by myself. It's very simple.
It's
ego that makes us force to do something, that if my desire is not fulfilled, then I force that situation or whatever. And if it doesn't happen, then I become upset. Those who are in that kind of stage, they're not able to spin the cycle of self-realization. This knowledge is for us children. It's not for other people. We are fortunate that this knowledge is for us. We can't explain to others even, because this knowledge is for us to understand. Baba said the queen comes, the pope comes, people know the queen and the pope. But we have to tell other people who is Baba. Baba is not going to reveal himself like that. We have to reveal Baba.
Bhishma
Pitama shot the arrow that who do I belong to and who am I and who do I belong to? It's a matter of great happiness that this knowledge, this is for us. I feel that I am Arjuna and this knowledge is for me. It doesn't matter whether others understand or they don't listen or they listen. Each one, Baba says, I'm there for each individual soul. But the soul should understand that, yes, this is for me. Only then are you able to draw power from God. The power of love, the power of knowledge. These are both powers.
Knowledge
gives the intellect
strength.
And love allows you to become pure. And so you need both.
Knowledge, buddhi ko shuddh shreshth banayenge.
Knowledge is making my intellect elevated, and the power of love is making me pure.
So subho kisi ne bola ye isko apavitrata aur pavitrata mein itna pyar aa jata hai.
In purity there's so much love.
Jitna pavitrata
na utna higher the purity, then the truer the love, because in God's true love we have become pure.
So knowledge se nahi bana,
we have not just become pure on the basis of knowledge. Those who just work on the basis of knowledge, today they'll be pure and tomorrow it's a question mark. If the soul has not taken love from God, then body consciousness has not finished. But with love, knowledge increases. Love for the one who is making me increases. And then other people also, their attention also goes to the one who is creating me. Who has made me like this? Finish ego internally. Not that I am and I this and I that. No. The powers will only come when I don't have that ego. There shouldn't be that ego. And so for that I need self-respect. Mama became the goddess of knowledge, Saraswati, on the basis of self-respect. And for God she had extreme respect. She had extreme regard for Baba. She would never just speak in an ordinary way to Baba.
Respect se Baba ke bol ucharan karenge.
With respect, she would speak Baba's versions.
Sari life mama ke saath jo dekha na, kabhi mama ke bol se ye nahi nikla honga.
From mama's
mera
mouth.
Mera ye vichar hai, maine ye socha hai.
You never heard the words that this is my idea or this is what I have thought.
Jo Baba ne kaha hai na.
And if we'd say, Mama, should we do this? And Mama would say, do whatever Baba said.
Apne buddhi, Mama, apne buddhi
Mama never used her own intellect.
Tha bhi nahi na, to
she never had
abhiman ki
that ego
dekhi.
Of her intellect.
Buddhivan to thi.
She was clever though, but she didn't have that ego of her intellect.
In samatr naino se kabhi ye ne lagenga.
From her eyes, you never saw that because her drishti was quite powerful. She was had that self-respect.
Baap ke jo prapati jahan se hai na, wo bhi drishti se.
Wherever my attainment is, even that is on the, because of drishti. She was the daughter of Brahma, but we are also the daughters of Brahma. Why was Saraswati given the name of the daughter of Brahma? Why is she given that? If this is a family path, it's not a path of isolation. And so to inculcate gyan to such an extent, it's like it's being filled within you.
Knowledge goddess banata hai.
Knowledge makes us a goddess. It makes us fortunate. And then we can make others fortunate also. It's not that I have done this amount of work, but this is my fortune. Not to experience it to be a burden, the work to be a burden.
Kisi ko bhi jo hamare sampark mein dhyan rakhti hu, batati hu.
I pay attention to this. Those who come into contact with me for the sake of samsara. No one should experience service to be a burden. If anyone experiences it to be a burden, then it's a lack of sense. Not to become heavy, but to experience whatever I'm doing, that it's great fortune. I'm not telling you all this so that you can keep your mind and intellect busy, but whatever I'm doing is my fortune. Mind should be with Baba, and my intellect should think of what Baba said. This is fortune.
The dusra ko bhi hamare sangh mein jitna time
that when I'm with them, it's fortune. They shouldn't feel me to be a burden. I should not be a burden for anyone. And no one should feel me to be a burden. Because service is fortune. It's fortune for myself to receive good company. It's fortune. To make effort is fortune. Some say it's... So we have service, fortune. Sorry, we have service, effort, everything. It's all fortune. It's not heaviness. Heaviness. To become heavy.
या मेरे का कोई भारी बने
और इफ समवन बिकम्स हैवी बिकॉज ऑफ मी
ध्यान रखेंगे
पे अटेंशन टू दिस दैट नो वन शुड बिकम हैवी बिकॉज ऑफ मी आई शुड बी एबल टू मेक देम लाइट
किसका बोझा उठाने बाबा गीत है ना जिसने बोझा उठा लिया
देयर इज अ सॉन्ग दैट बाबा हैज टेकन अवे आवर बर्डन ही हैज लिफ्टेड आवर बर्डन एंड मेड अस लाइट
तो भाग्यवान
एंड देन वी बिकम वेरी फॉर्चुनेट भाग्यवान The intellect is fortunate. It means that the intellect is not mischievous or noisy, but reacting, defeated or being pulled here or there, or you're remembering the past. This is my fortune, not to have these things in my intellect.